Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yesterday we did a story about a guy putting a charger in his wiener, some teenage kid.
USB cord.
Yeah,
cord.
And there was a great tweet, I couldn't find it, from a woman who works in HR, or in workman's comp, I think she said she did. And she was telling the story to a coworker. You got it, Puss? Did you find it?
I can find it. I know the one you're talking
about. Yeah.
Was it a note somebody sent us?
It was on Twitter.
On Twitter.
A Twitter notification?
Yeah. Well, basically, she said she works in Workman's Comp. She was telling somebody in her office about the bit we did on the show about this guy. Some people walked past, and people around the area thought, you got it?
I got it here, okay. Yeah. Yeah, this was on Twitter. She says, so I handle workman's comp and was talking about this with a coworker. Other coworkers overheard us, and now we're under the assumption that someone in the office has done this, and the rumors have started. We're just going to let it go.
Let it go, right, because they don't have to legally say who did it, but if they hear people talking about it, people are going to go, somebody in a place to put something in their wiener.
Yeah, was it Matt?
What a great idea.
And there's now, one now or two Matt's guys like that everybody's guessing.
It's Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Or is it?
We had another email. It's a really long one. I don't know if you want to read it or not, Todd, but it was a guy that went home to listen to the anal sex Karen.
It.
Yeah, this is good.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, give it to me.
I catch up on the podcast at night while I talk. While I walk.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I came across the No Anal Sex Karen podcast. Laughed my ass off.
It was a woman that stood up in front of the school district, and so, I don't want to take anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I don't want anal sex.
Once
my husband wants anal sex, I think she said.
And after the kids went to bed, or at least I thought so, my wife and I were laying in bed. I told my wife she had to listen to this podcast segment because she's a paraprofessional in a school library, and I wanted her to check and see if they had this book.
All right.
I started to play the podcast from my phone, and for the life of me, I couldn't get the sound to come out of my iPhone. I tried for a good couple of minutes, and it wasn't working. Just at that time, my 15-year-old son came flying into the room and said, Mom and Dad, why does the living room TV say No Anal Sex Karen on the screen and is playing a podcast? After a few heart palpitations, I told him we were trying to listen to a podcast. Go to bed. My wife and I were grateful our 11-year-old daughter didn't catch it, but I thought it was funny, and my son thought it was funny.
At least 15.
Yeah, so he explained the technical stuff there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the funny part.
How it popped up on his TV instead.
You can AirPlay stuff from your phone straight to the Apple TV thing, and it puts it up on the TV, and that includes audio.
What about porn?
But yeah.
So if you're looking at porn
anything on your iPhone.
And somebody can pop up on somebody else's TV?
Well, no, if you've got an Apple TV box. I've got one at home.
I don't have that.
Well, haven't we heard stories about guys playing porn on the computer and somehow the Bluetooth, like in their car, catches it?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yep.
Say it auto connected.
Same kind of deal, isn't
it? Yeah, it auto connected somehow and it was throwing it up to the TV.
All right.
Our buddy Austin, the Jeopardy loser, also checked in here to explain the eunuch stuff to you.
Yeah.
Subject line: eunuch and the shaft.
Did this guy leave the shaft?
Eunuch are men who have been castrated, which is the removal of the balls, keeping the shaft.
That guy's balls were a wreck.
Emasculation.
Let him read,
the removal
Nick.
Of the balls as well as the shaft.
Oh!
I'm also a self-proclaimed authority on the documentary History of the World Part 1 because I've seen it about 9,000 times.
Okay.
Yes, Tyler, Part 1. Gregory Hines was outed as a eunuch because he was aroused by the dancer.
Yes, he was.
And chubbed. Eunuchs can chub. They're just not aroused by erotic dancing women because they don't have the hormones. as evidence that eunuchs can chub. Check out any neutered dog who has a red rocket. I was not expecting to have this conversation.
I don't
today.
Even want to check that out, but that's fine. I've seen the red
rocket. Take your word for it, man.
All that's not in the movie, so the rest of that was obviously he researched. I mean, the Gregory Hines part. Well, yeah,
he's a smart guy.
Yeah,
even though he's a Jeopardy loser.
But you had to type in. You had to type into your computer. Can I get a boner without balls? And then you're gonna get a lot of different
stuck to the tape.
Maybe you can.
It did stick to the tape. Eddie F. joined us, in case you missed that. He's at the Funny Bone this week, and he's a funny guy. Nick, people are wondering about how to get tickets to the Wichita show.
I think they're going to be sold at the door.
And where is this again?
Barleycorns in Wichita, Friday, October 1st.
Right. That's next weekend, right?
Yes.
And what time is the show?
A week from Friday. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. Good guess.
And then you're somewhere this Friday also, right?
Yeah, Farmhand Brewing Company in Erling, Iowa this Friday. That's at 8 p.m.
And Hutch in November?
Yes, Hutchinson, yeah. Friday, October 22nd at the Red Shed Music Venue.
And again, the Red Rocket Music
Venue. Yeah.
Tickets at the door?
Yeah, the Red Rocket. All. I think there's that Red Shed's being sold in advance. I think those can be, but they've got an event set up
and
on their Facebook
page. And if
you have
tickets being sold at the door, how many hours ahead of time should you show up in the event it's going to
sell
out?
Camp out. Camp out like Fog Allen. They're camping out like Fog Allen, man.
I would say at least by tomorrow night. I think camp tomorrow night.
Yeah.
To make sure you can get in.
Let's see.
You look eight.
Somewhere between 7 and 11.
It is 8 p.m.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep. It is. It is.
Hey.
Yeah, but is that like Guns N' Roses?
That
time?
Look of satisfaction on his face when he came up with that was priceless.
Is it just you? Or do you got somebody opening for you?
Somebody will be there. I'm trying to nail down who that's going to be, but waiting to hear back from from somebody.
Somebody who wants
and then there's a local Megan Welcher, local Wichita Comics, going to be opening, like hosting the show.
Cool.
You may remember last week we talked about the head coach of the Portland State football team.
Yeah, what was it?
Bruce Barnum offered to buy beer.
Oh, yeah.
For every fan that came out to see his team play Western Oregon.
They're the Vikings.
On Saturday.
One beer,
Portland,
right? One beer apiece?
Vikings.
Yeah, Portland State Vikings. Well, he said he was asked on the podcast, how many beers are you going to buy? His answer?
All
of them.
That's what he said.
And so his team got the win.
How many people showed up?
3,124.
Is that more than usual? That's a small crowd.
I don't have that information.
Yeah, but,
I assume so.
Probably has a few more than usual.
Did he buy everybody a beer?
They probably got local press, so I'm sure they got more than usual.
And does that include like beer for a 12-year-old that showed up?
No.
No.
No?
No, because
they
still have to buy him that beer.
Although they didn't card me in Kansas.
Yeah, well, if you brought all your kids, you should have, let's say about 4 kids.
Right.
They should each get a beer, and you can have
them. And you can have them, right.
There you go. Okay.
So 3,000 beers.
How much cost him?
Is he going to Costco today?
I don't know that he bought 3,000 beers. I don't know how many beers he bought. But it was worth.
But he said all of them.
Yeah. All of them cost him $14,448.
That's a lot. They sold him at the game. It was the game, right? Yeah. They probably sold beer at the game. Yeah. Good.
786 of the
shoots.
Deschutes, fresh squeezed IPAs, and 1,260 Coors Light.
What's the head coach of Portland State football make? Look that up.
His point was to get butts in the stands.
I know. It's
$14,000.
He's
got a damn good football team, and he wanted people to get in
money.
There.
Probably a pretty good expense, because what's the most? Even the North Dakota State coach, I don't think it's paid that much.
What's the math on that?
One
per beer.
Something I can't figure out.
Yes, you can. You got a calculator.
I was looking at how much he makes a year. Yeah.
Right, give me the number again.
Well, I want to hear Twister's number first.
This puts it at a little over $37,000.
Are you kidding me?
Average Portland State University head coach yearly pay in the United States $37,000.
That's average.
Yeah, that's
that means you're taking a Bolden coach and they're dragging that down. Football coach has to he's probably making a couple hundred a year.
That's a state university. You should be able to find that.
Probably a couple hundred a year.
What'd you say his name was, Craig?
Bruce Barnum.
Okay, this is the same guy I'm looking at.
I bet you 200 to 300,000. which is nothing to sneeze at, but still $14,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, you could
you do something else with it.
Lots of things.
You could take a nice trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I think it's about 200.
200, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay. He had to be so tired and nobody's showing up to these games.
I know. That you were willing to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're used to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty small. Even for the subdivision. They're not Division II, they're subdivision. That's still a pretty small crowd, 3,000. I mean, high school gets
Division II.
High school get.
Oh, they're D2? No, they can't be because
they moved up. They moved up.
Oh, no, they beat D2, the D2 Wolves of Western Oregon.
Because they played Washington State earlier, and you can't play a D1 team, can't play a D2 team. They could do a 1AA.
And I think if I remember correctly, we said that the stadium was about 7,000. So that's about a half crowd.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not bad.
$14,000.
So
he just pissed at him, his wife.
Yeah. So he didn't want to pay off the car?
Probably the IPAs are going to cost more than the Coors Light.
True.
But the average cost per beer is about $7.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say that's it's probably 8 and 6 would be my guess.
Yeah, and if you bought me an IPA, could I take it back?
They didn't give him a discount?
I traded in for the Coors Light.
Yeah, because they're going to sell more beer that day because of this incident. I mean, they're going to give him a discount.
Yeah,
right?
Just
give
sell it to him at cost.
Right. He's the coach of the freaking team.
That's messed up.
It is.
Or hijack the truck.
Yeah. That's what they're going to do to fill Memorial Stadium next time around. They're going to offer kids, homeless kids, beer to fill the crowd. Because we got to get that. We have to keep the stupid fake sold-out streak alive. So homeless kids, you get a free beer.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Right.
What if the only way to keep the sellout streak going was to give people free weed?
No, here's how you do it. You lie about it. That's how you keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Free weed. There'd be overflowing crowd there. We'd go down.
Everybody's just hanging onto their balloons the entire game. I forgot to let him go.
A quick stat that I saw on August 8th. The St. Louis Cardinals had a 1.3% chance of making the playoffs. Today, they have an 89% chance.
What kind of run did they make?
A good one.
Obviously.
Yeah, they just won 10 straight as of last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, that it matters one way or the other, but it's
crazy.
Amazing how those numbers can turn around.
Yeah.
They've gone on a late season run. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Major companies are now committing to helping refugees from Afghanistan as they begin their new lives in the United States.
Now, we got a couple thousand at least moving to Nebraska.
The Tent Coalition for Afghan Refugees.
Oh, real mad at that.
Now includes names like Amazon and Facebook. Yeah, Pfizer's on board with the effort.
The right wing doesn't like that.
It's Biden's fault that they're here, so now they like brown people.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think anything's going to turn them around on that.
No.
Oh, I thought they'd completely turned around on that. I thought they'd.
I'll tell you though. You know what?
The Afghan refugees.
The visual of. I mean, I realized we had to get them out, and that's good. I'm glad. But the visual of guys on horses whipping on Haitian guys just trying to get in is brutal. Yeah.
It's horrible.
How about let the Haitian guys in too?
Well, if Biden had caused the earthquake in Haiti, they might welcome them in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm here to tell
you. That's a good point.
That earthquake in Haiti is Biden's fault.
That's true. I never thought about it that way, Tom.
Oh, it's totally on him.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
That's all you got to do to get those people on board.
Yeah.
You know what Biden did down in Haiti? Caused an earthquake. Really?
My favorite one is...
He seems like the type.
Biden should have a mandate that you cannot jump off cliffs. And the pandemic will end tomorrow. Isn't that great? It's not my line, but I read that yesterday and I love it. The pandemic would end tomorrow. Biden said you cannot jump off cliffs. I'll show him.
And tell me what to do?
Yeah. I got it, Craig.
Craig pointed out the funeral home. Well, it was not
a fake
funeral
home. Yeah.
Was going around saying, they had a truck, right?
Yeah, it was just
trucks. Don't get a vaccine.
I'll tell you, the reason I thought that might
be such and such a funeral home.
Yes.
I thought it was true originally, only because there's a commercial that runs in this town that talks about drinking and driving. Go ahead and drink and drive. And it says,
right.
And it's a legit commercial.
That's right, yeah.
So
there's a buddy of ours in that commercial.
You're right. So saying it's dark humor because it's a funeral. So when I first saw the billboard on the side of that truck, listen, don't get vaccinated, and it's sponsored by a funeral home, I'm thinking the dark humor might be working, but it was a fake funeral home, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Weren't there funeral homes that have put their advertisements on lighters?
Yes.
It's like, see you soon.
Yep.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Story out of Cape Town, South Africa. Officials with the South African National Parks said dozens of African penguins were found dead at Boulder's Beach last week.
Whoa.
A post-death examination of the birds found that they had multiple bee stings. They say a swarm of bees, a swarm of bees killed more than 60 penguins on the beach.
Oh, that's sad.
They also found a few dead bees at the beach. They say it's a tragedy because the African penguin population is rapidly declining already.
By the way, Greg gave me the sign that says play the bees thing before I knew how horrible the story is, and I still played it. So I blame him and me. Mainly him.
We do, too.
Because I'm thinking, well, this is a sad story. And bees!
Yeah, a bunch of dead penguins.
Dead penguins, man. It's a great band name, though, the Dead Penguins.
They're the cutest.
Yeah, they are cute.
I forgot they had penguins in South Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got all kinds of penguins. Yeah.
I can stand and watch that at the zoo all day.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch the penguins.
Waddling around.
They are. They're fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Hoping for a red rocket from the penguin.
That's why he's there all day. There's one.
Never seen that.
US
I got to go in that thing once at the zoo. It stinks in there.
Yeah.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool, but it's, you know, like the birds themselves smell, and they fill it with fish all the time.
Right, they eat fish.
Yeah.
It smells really fishy.
Was this a sanctioned visit inside, or were you just going rogue?
You're going for a swim.
Like, I'm just looking for unlocked doors. Like, there we go.
I mean, knowing what I know about you, I just didn't know why you would be inside the penguin enclosure.
I did a show at the zoo. They have
They do shows at the zoo.
They kind of take you around a little bit.
There you go.
That arch outside the harbor, Cabo San Lucas. What hangs around there? Is that, you know, they looks beautiful from a distance, and they take you on the boat through it, and it just reeks of fish. Pelicans.
Oh yeah,
might be a bunch of pelicans or seagulls hanging around, smashing fish against the rocks.
We parasailed next to that.
Could you smell it?
No, we were like 200 feet in the air.
Because you can't smell anything 200 feet in the air. Apparently, it doesn't waft up.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you had to be closer than one.
Well,
where we were.
The smell of poop, in your pants probably.
It was actually fun.
That looks pretty scary.
It was fun.
Yeah,
enjoyed it.
U.S. Census Bureau data shows the numbers of babies born during the pandemic winter was unusually low. Number of births from December of 2020 to January of 2021 saw the biggest downturn, with nearly 8% fewer births in December compared to 2019.
Yeah, well, I realize there were some people that settled down and had kids then, but that was a scary time to have kids.
No, the number of babies that voted in the election, unbelievable.
Data suggests Americans chose not to have babies during the pandemic or were just too stressed out to knock some out.
I think the first one's a big part of that, because to bring a baby into this world at that time,
No, Newsmax reported there were 60 million babies that voted in the federal
election. A friend of mine had a baby.
That's pretty impressive.
They got pregnant before the COVID, and they had the baby right during COVID, and they'd bring her into the hospital, have the baby, and she had to leave like almost that day.
Everybody that
because
voted for
it was hardcore. Yeah.
Was either a baby or dead.
Right.
Or a pussy.
And finally, these audits are going to show that.
Now, the births were down nearly 8%, but data does show
Boogie's off. Boogie's off your QAnon now, by the way. You know that. Right? The Boogie character is QAnon. I've got to tell you about that character. Boogie's all Q.
I'm surprised that number's not higher, though, because you would think that if everybody's just home together, they're just banging.
Well, they are they do that during storms and blackouts and things like that. But I do think people thought, physically, in their brain, why bring a baby into this world?
During storms what?
No, blackouts. When the lights go out.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for
Jim,
somebody's pissed.
Come on,
suck
man.
Suck it, Jim. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Sorry, suck it, Jim. I mean, Jim sucks. Yeah. Boogie calls him suck it, Jim.
We had to drag you 500 miles to get you to play blackout.
You did. I'm sorry about that.
Hey.
But remember, in Alabama, more people are dying than being born first time ever.
Yeah. The U.S. birth rate has been going down since 2008.
Nobody's getting vaccinated. They're all dying.
Yeah. Birth rate been going down since 2008 with the exception of 2014.
Good. It's 2008.
We need less people. Bill Maher's a great rap about that. We need less people.
Roll damn tide.
All right.
Yeah, their sellout streak's going to be in jeopardy.
Yeah.
If they have one.
No, they don't care.
They're running out of people.
They'd rather win championships.
And you can always make a fake one.
Yeah, they got that.
Or just say we don't. Yeah, here's some empty seats. We're moving on.
They do have that.
Like Ohio State did.
Yeah. A national title thing to hang their hat on instead.
Yeah. Lame.
Yeah. That is lame.
Yeah. Story out of Seattle. Medics had to be called to an apartment building. The man and his friend had left a firework. On the counter, too close to a hot stove.
Oh, no.
When they realized the fuse had been lit, they tried covering it with towels to prevent it from exploding. The victim was holding a towel on the firework when it exploded, and the victim was not called a victim for no reason. His hand was seriously injured.
Whoa!
The victim wanted to leave before police arrived, but medics convinced him to go to the medical center to be treated. According to the neighbor, the man and his buddy had been doing drugs all night anyway. No arrests were made.
Whoa!
We already put the fireworks on the stove, and they caught on fire. Let's put some more stuff that'll burn on top of it.
Well, once again, doing drugs all night.
It was the meth talking, I'm sure. Yeah.
And if you're the guy whose hand isn't blown off, are you still like finishing your noodles?
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm still hungry. Sorry about your hand, but.
I'll be over in a half hour. Put the fireworks in the oven.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.